It's the Aldrich Family.
The Aldrich Family, presented by the Jell-O Family.
J-E-L-L-O. Meredith, oh, Meredith Wilson.
Well, I take it my dear little talking people are all set to hear the Aldrich Family.
Too true,
good. And just think, here we are all the way out in Hollywood.
And Henry is all the way out on a limb. Aha!
No, I mean we're here on the West Coast, and Henry is there on the East Coast.
And we're both in love with world-famous Jell-O desserts.
Never mind. Everybody goes for the Jell-O family.
Oh, Meredith, we dearly love Jell-O puddings that come in three delicious flavors.
Everybody loves those smooth as cream Jell-O puddings.
And we dearly love Jell-O tapioca pudding, too.
Everybody loves the pudding with a personality.
And dimples.
That's right. And don't forget...
Forget Jell-O, the world's most famous shimmering dessert?
Well, that isn't what I meant.
Forget Jell-O with those big red letters on the box?
No, you don't understand.
Forget those six delicious flavors?
Wish I were dead.
Got a better idea. You be strawberry.
Okay, I'll be strawberry.
Raspberry, cherry,
orange, lemon, lime.
J-E-L-L-O. But you won't like it. Whoa, no, not much. Hey, look at that clock. It's time for...
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
As every grown-up knows, a teenage boy never has to look around for interesting problems to solve. The problems always seem to come looking for the boy. A new one every day. So it is with Henry Aldrich. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. It is early evening.
But Kathleen...
Henry, you don't have to explain. I don't own you.
Kathleen, the only reason I broke our date last night was I thought I ought to take a load off Miss Eddie's mind. You know, and get the difference between my subjunctive mood and my past pluperfect under my belt.
You don't say.
Sure.
And what's Geraldine Love got to do with your past pluperfect?
Oh, boy. How did you find out about her?
I have my sources, Henry. I have my sources.
Well, look, in connection with Geraldine, could I explain one thing, Kathleen?
You really needn't bother. I don't own you.
But the only reason I happened to be at her house last night was because she phoned me and said... Henry, what's your assignment, and why don't we do it together?
She phoned you?
Sure, and there's really no harm done. We can see that Walter Pigeon picture tonight.
We can?
Sure.
Don't you have to study your past pluperfect?
Oh, no, I've got it down perfect.
All right, Henry, but remember, I don't own you.
Henry?
I'm on the phone, Father.
I know you are. Will you come in the living room, please?
Yes, Father. Kathleen, could you hang on for just one short second?
I'm hanging, Henry.
Henry?
I'm coming, Father. Is there something you wanted to say to I?
There is. Did I hear you making plans to take Kathleen to the movies tonight?
Why, if you're thinking I should be studying instead, did I tell you about Miss Eddie? She said she never saw anybody with a better grasp of his past pluperfect.
I'm not referring to your past pluperfect.
Dear, have you forgotten you're sitting with the Ferguson baby tonight?
Well, I am?
Of course, you promised.
Well, gee, I don't like to argue, Father, but no, I didn't.
What your father means is he promised for you.
But, Father, don't you think you should have told me before I raised Kathleen's hopes about going to the movies?
Henry, I did tell you. I called to you through the bathroom door this morning.
Well, Father, I give you my word I didn't hear you.
That'll teach you not to take a shower at the top of your lung.
But I...
Henry, you'll be getting paid 25 cents an hour.
Well, who wants money?
Well, I must say that's a novel attitude.
Dear, the Fergusons are counting on your babysitting for them tonight so that they can play bridge with us.
Well, couldn't they get someone else?
Now, dear, you know sitters are almost impossible to get nowadays.
But Kathleen's looking forward to seeing Walter Pigeon die twice.
Twice?
Sure. Once as himself and once as his son. So do you think it's fair to deprive her of an experience like that?
Henry, you can go another time.
But this is the last night it's playing, and gee, right this minute, Kathleen's out there in the hall, hanging in midair.
Henry, just explain the situation to her. She'll understand. There isn't a thing that can't be explained if it's done intelligently.
I know, but Father...
Henry, I've given my word to the Fergusons, and the least you can do is to keep it.
Now, dear, hadn't you better get back to Kathleen?
Yes, Mother. But, gee, I don't know how she'll take being done out of Walter Pigeon two nights in a row.
I'm sure she'll survive.
Hello? Kathleen?
Henry, I've been thinking. Why don't we try to make the early show? In case there are some good parts we want to see over.
Some good parts to see over? Well, I'll tell you.
Shall I start putting on my coat?
Well, Kathleen, don't you think seeing Walter Pigeon die four times in one night might be overdoing it?
What's that?
Well, gee, a thing like that could depress you for weeks.
Henry, are you backing out again?
Well, Kathleen, I'm not backing out exactly.
Henry, you don't have to explain.
Kathleen.
I don't own you.
Kathleen, it's just that I have an obligation to a member of my family.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, I understand.
You do?
Certainly. If your sister Mary wants you to walk her girlfriend Daisy Harper home again, why, naturally you can't be rude.
Kathleen, in connection with Daisy that night, could I explain one thing?
That's all right, Henry. Maybe Charlie Clark isn't as busy tonight as you are.
Charlie Clark? Now, wait a minute, Kathleen, wait a minute. Look, suppose I take another crack at my father.
You mean about going to the movies?
Sure. Gee whiz, there isn't anything that can't be explained if it's done intelligently.
Sam, did Henry leave for the Fergusons yet?
Yes, Alice, about 10 minutes ago.
Well, dear, I just want you to know I think you were right in being firm with him.
Thank you, Alice.
But, dear, it wasn't entirely Henry's fault he didn't hear you tell him about babysitting. We're the ones who've insisted that he take a shower every morning.
No, Alice.
Sam, it certainly wouldn't have hurt to let him talk you out of it, intelligently.
But, dear...
Why couldn't we call the Fergusons and more or less suggest that we play bridge over there?
Alice, we can't do that. And besides, I gave Henry permission to get a substitute, didn't I?
Well, if the Fergusons couldn't get anybody else to sit, how can Henry? Although, Sam, I think I know the very person.
Who?
Miss Hotchkiss.
Miss Hotchkiss?
You remember her, dear, the nice little girl who used to sit with Henry.
Alice, that was 15 years ago.
I don't think we should overlook anyone. I'll phone her.
Very well, Alice, if it'll help matters. Do you remember our number?
It's in the old address book in the telephone table here.
Number, please.
Just a moment, operator. See, Hotchkiss. Here it is. Elm 911.
Elm 911.
Alice?
Yes, Sam?
If you can't get Miss Hotchkiss, I know someone we could call.
Who, dear?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Hotchkiss?
Miss Hotchkiss? Why, yes, I used to be.
You did? This is Mrs. Aldridge.
Henry's mother?
Yes.
Well, my goodness, hello. It's been so long. How's the baby?
The baby? Why, he's fine.
I still have that picture you gave me of him. Oh, he looks so cute lying there on that bearskin rug.
Yes.
Does he still giggle when you tickle him under the chin?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. The reason I called, do you still do sitting?
Oh, yes, but it's with my own baby now.
You're married? Congratulations. When did it happen?
Oh, 10 years ago. Do you have another baby, Mrs. Aldridge?
Oh, no, we stopped with Henry. It's for a friend.
Well, I know somebody who might possibly be interested.
You do?
Although I'm not sure she's free tonight.
Well, if she is, would you send her to Mrs. Ferguson, 97 Cedar Road?
All right, but don't count on it, Mrs. Aldridge. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Can't you come, Alice?
No, Sam, and she didn't sound too encouraging about getting anybody else.
In that case, let me have the phone.
Number, please.
Elm 227.
Elm 227.
Sam, why are you calling my sister Harriet?
She's always said Henry is her favorite nephew. Now's a good time for her to prove it.
Hello?
Hello there, Harriet. This is Sam.
It is? Well, hello.
Hello.
Sam who?
Sam Aldrich, your brother-in-law.
Oh, that's Sam. Yes?
Harriet, Harriet, we have a bit of a problem.
Yes?
Yes. You see, we invited Mr. and Mrs. Ferguson to play bridge tonight, and, well, I was wondering if you could help out.
I'd be glad to.
You would?
Of course, my bridge isn't as good as my casino, but I'll do the best I can.
What's that?
My goodness, do you realize this is the first time you've invited me to one of your bridge evenings since you got married?
Harriet.
I'll be dressed and over there before you know it. Goodbye.
Harriet, wait. You don't understand. Harriet? Well, that's a fine thing.
Sam, is she going to do it?
No. And Alice, where can we dig up three more hands?
Well, that's a nice boy, Stevie. Just sit there. Hello? Hello, operator.
I'm ringing your number.
Well, could you please hurry? I don't think Stevie's too happy here on the couch.
Who, sir?
Stevie, the baby. He wouldn't let me leave his room, so I had to bring him in here while I made the call.
I'll ring your party again.
Thanks. Nice, Stevie. You're doing fine. Hey, don't pull the fringe off that pillow.
Colony Theater, Mr. Harris, the manager speaking.
Mr. Harris, this is Henry Aldridge.
Henry, I'm busy taking tickets. What is it?
Mr. Harris, what time does your last show start?
9:05.
As soon as that?
That's right.
Mr. Harris, how do you feel about children?
I like them.
Gee, that's swell.
Although they're awfully messy at Saturday matinees.
Yeah. Well, look, how would you feel if a gentleman was to bring one tonight, provided he was accompanied by a very reliable young lady named Kathleen Anderson?
Tonight? How old is this child?
Well, gee, he must be at least as old as 6.
Years?
Months.
Months. Goodbye, Henry.
But, Mr. Harris, wait. Kathleen is anxious to see Walter Pridgeon grow up to be his own son.
Where does that happen?
Well, right in your own theater.
You don't say.
Yeah, and she's waiting for me to pick her right up this very minute.
What's that, Mrs. Adams? Just drop your tickets in the box. Henry, I have to hang up. Goodbye.
But, Mr. Harris... Well, gee whiz.
Hey, Henry.
Homer, is that you?
Sure. Mother said you phoned and said something about a movie.
I'll say I did. Homer, you've got to help me out.
I'd be glad to.
You will, boy.
What's playing?
What?
Aren't you inviting me to the movies?
No, Homer. What I want you to do is save my life and make 25 cents an hour at the same time.
That sounds like a nice arrangement. What do I have to do?
Sit.
That's all?
Sure. And keep an occasional eye on Stevie over there.
That baby?
Sure. Will you do it?
I'm sorry, Hen, but I have to think of the 440.
What 440?
That I'm running in our first indoor track meet tomorrow.
You're running in a track meet?
What's so incredible about that? I'm on the team.
Homer, you're water boy.
Not anymore. Toby Smith broke his ankle, and then Butch Welch failed his English exam, and the coach said the fates were against him anyway and put me in. So I feel it's my duty to get all the sleep I can.
But, Homer, you were willing to go to the movies.
Henry, the movies are where I sleep best.
I know, only
you... Henry, I've never run as far as 440 yards in my life. I'll need all my strength.
But what am I going to do about Kathleen Anderson and Walter Pidgeon?
Well, why don't you take a run down to De Havens and get one of the other kids to sit for you?
You mean you'll stay here with the baby while I do?
Why?
Homer, you're a real pal.
But, Henry, I'm no good at taking care of babies.
That's the beautiful part, Homer. Stevie practically takes care of himself. So long.
Well, gee whiz. Coochie-coo, Stevie. Coochie-coo. Look at Uncle Homer. Oh, boy. Don't cry, Stevie, don't cry. Here, play with my tie. You like that? That's an... Now, wait a minute, Stevie, let go of my nose. Darn you, let go. Oh, boy. Stevie, my nose is nothing to play with. Look, how about a doll? Look at the funny face, Stevie. Oh, boy. Stevie, would you like some music? Would you like me to play the player piano? Will you just wait while Uncle Homer sits down? You'll hear the pretty music. It worked. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle.
Well, friends, here's a cheerful theme song coming up, Jell-O for dessert. And say, ever try Jell-O pineapple mounds? You love them. Just dissolve one package of strawberry Jell-O in 2 cups of hot canned pineapple juice. Turn into individual molds and chill firm. Then unmold each one on top a slice of pineapple. Grand looking, grand eating. For all 6 Jell-O flavors, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime, taste so rich and good, they make you think of the real ripe fruit itself. Ask for Jell-O, America's favorite gelatin dessert. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. Henry invited Kathleen to the movies tonight and then learned that Mr. Aldridge had volunteered Henry's services as a babysitter. Now both Henry and his parents are trying desperately to dig up a substitute. The scene opens at Aunt Harriet's house. It is later that evening.
Well, come in, Sam.
Hello, Harriet.
Sam, you didn't have to rush over for me. I was just leaving.
Yes. Well, the reason I came, Harriet...
Sam, you're perspiring.
Yes, I know. Harriet, when I phoned you tonight, you thought I meant Bridge. What I actually phoned about was Henry.
Henry?
Your nephew.
Henry? He's playing with us?
No, that is, we're not playing at all. That is, you're not. That is...
Yes, Sam?
Well...
You mean you don't want me to play Bridge?
No. That is, yes. It isn't that we don't want you, Harriet.
That's quite all right, Sam. I understand.
Now, Harriet, don't get insulted.
I'm not insulted. I can take criticism, Sam. No matter how wrong it is.
Harriet.
Here's a deck of cards, Sam. Now, deal them out and just show me what's wrong with the way I play bridge.
Really, Harriet?
Sam Aldrich, deal.
Henry, please stand to one side of the lobby. You're blocking the theater entrance.
But, Mr. Harris...
No, Henry, I won't run the newsreel over twice, and that's final.
But I haven't been able to find anyone to replace Homer. How'll I ever get Kathleen here on time?
I'm sorry, Henry, but I've had a hard day, too.
Sure,
first, my ticket taker got sick. Then the porter doesn't show up, and I have to vacuum the lobby myself. And then to top everything, the popcorn machine started throwing popcorn all over the place.
Well, look, could you tell me what time the earthquake starts?
Earthquake? There's one due?
Sure. It's the way the picture opens.
Oh.
And right in the middle of it, Walter Pigeon dies for the first time.
Wouldn't you know it? The first time in 6 years we've had an earthquake, and I can't even get into my own theater to see it.
I'll be darned. There's Willie. Excuse me.
I'd be glad to.
Ouch. Oh, gee whiz.
What now?
Who hit me in the neck with this piece of popcorn?
Well, I'll be... I thought I had that machine fixed.
Willie... Hiya, Willie, old-timer.
Hi, Henry.
Willie, how would you like to save my life?
Well, that all depends.
I promised Kathleen I'd take her to the movies tonight, see, and now I've got to sit with this baby.
Well, in that case, I'd be glad to save your life.
You would, Willie? How much?
Well, gee, I couldn't think of charging you.
You wouldn't? You know, Willie, you're a changed man since you fell off that diving board this summer.
Well, gee whiz, why should I charge you for taking Kathleen to the movies?
Kathleen? Willie, what I want you to do is sit with the Ferguson baby.
Oh, in that case, it's 50 cents an hour.
50?
Henry, I do a professional job of babysitting.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got all kinds of things to keep my clients quiet. I've got bells, I've got a toy dog that barks, and if all that doesn't shut them up, I've also got a hammer.
Willie.
A rubber one for them to bang on their crib with.
Well, okay, I'm in no position to argue. 50 cents.
It's a deal. Shake.
Shake.
Shake. And while I'm picking up my equipment, you can pick up Doris Townsend.
What for?
I've got a date with her, and I might as well combine business with pleasure.
But, Willie, I have to pick up Kathleen.
Well, why not tell her to meet you here at the theater?
I guess I could do that.
Sure, then after you've phoned Kathleen and picked up Doris, you can swing around by the Havens and pick me up a quart of ice cream.
What?
Tutti Frutti.
But, Willie...
Henry, I'm bending over backwards to do you a favor.
But
gee whiz, I didn't even ask you if they've got a television set.
Melancholy too.
matter, Stevie? Can I quit now? That's the 10th time I played that role. Stevie? Oh, boy, thank goodness. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue.
My goodness, Sam, this is much more fun than Casino, isn't it? Now, let's see. You bid Mr. Ferguson and you bid Mrs. Ferguson and my partner bid, right, Sam? So I say one heart. Oh, no, I can't, can I? Mr. Ferguson said two clubs. In that case, I say two spades. No, two diamonds. No? Sam, is it against the rules for you to lean over and look at my hand?
Here's your ice cream, Henry. A quart of Tutti Frutti.
Thanks, Mr. DeHaven. Boy, I wonder what's keeping Doris Townsend. I phoned her nearly 10 minutes ago and told her to meet me here.
Henry!
Hello there, Kathleen.
Oh, gee whiz.
Henry, I waited for you for nearly 15 minutes in front of the colony. Do you realize the second show's already started?
Gee, Kathleen, are you sure?
Positive. Let's go, let's go.
But, Kathleen, I can't go yet.
What? Why not?
Well, you see, it's like this.
Henry, I demand to know why you're standing me up this time.
Kathleen, you're backing me right into the hot water bottles.
Henry!
Yes, Mr. DeHaven?
Doris Townsend just phoned and said she won't be meeting you here.
Oh!
She and Willie are going to the movies.
The movies? But Willie's supposed to be sitting with the baby.
So Doris Townsend's the reason you're standing me up.
What? No, wait a minute, Kathleen. In connection with Doris, could I explain one thing?
Don't bother. It's perfectly clear. Good night, Henry Aldrich.
Whoops.
Homer Brown, don't you ever look where you're going?
Kathleen!
Okay, put up your dukes, Henry. Put up your dukes.
Homer, what are you doing here?
Boy, my legs are just one big Charlie horse.
But Homer,
I had to pump my way through Melancholy Baby 12 times.
Homer, listen.
I won't even be able to walk 440 yards, much less run it.
But Homer, if you're not with Stevie and Willie's not with Stevie, who is?
Else I will be melancholy too.
There you are, Stevie. How was that? Is that you, Mrs. Ferguson?
Gee whiz, Father, are you the babysitter?
Yes, Henry.
Well, what about your bridge game?
Henry, your Aunt Harriet came over to play bridge and, well, since I got you into this, I felt it was my duty to get you out.
But where's Willie? Why didn't he?
I sent him away.
You did? Well, gee whiz, Father, I promised him 50 cents an hour. You know Willie, he'll sue.
No, he won't. I've already settled out of court. Why, aren't you and Kathleen at the movies?
Oh, I don't know, Father. All of a sudden, Walter Pigeon just lost his appeal for me. You know what I mean?
I think so.
So, now you can go home.
Home?
Well, I'll stay with Stevie. And thanks very much, Father.
Henry, as long as you're missing the picture, maybe the only fair thing for me to do is to see it myself.
You, Father?
Yes, and let you know how it all comes out.
But you'll miss your bridge game with Aunt Harriet.
I know. Good night, son. I'm sorry that your evening turned out as it did.
Well, gee, why be sorry? I mean, well, boy, if Kathleen's going to jump at conclusions all her life, well, I'm sure glad I found out while I'm still young.
Yes?
Sure. I can live without her. She doesn't own me.
Not yet. Well, good night, Henry.
Good night, Father.
And if Stevie wants more music, you'd better find another song for him. Melancholy Baby's about shot.
Come on, Stevie. I'll take you back to your room. Here we go. Boy, Stevie, you don't know how well off you are. No school, no babies to mind, and no girls. Boy, when you grow up, Stevie, take my advice. Don't have anything to do with girls. There. Now, go to sleep. Gee whiz, I wonder who's at the door. I'll be right back, Stevie. Hello.
Hello. Do the Fergusons live here?
Yeah.
I'm Pearl.
Pearl?
My aunt sent me up here to set with a baby.
Your aunt?
Yes, Miss Hotchkiss.
Are you Henry?
Yeah. Come on in.
My aunt showed me your picture.
She did?
Yes. My, you've changed.
I have?
I should say. Well, I guess you can go now if you want to.
Go?
Didn't you want someone to take your place so you could go somewhere?
Sure, but, gee, there's no place for me to go now.
Oh. Well, I guess it was all a false alarm.
You're not going, are you?
Don't you think I should?
Why, say as long as you're here, why don't we both sit with Stevie and split the fee?
Well...
May I offer you a seat, Pearl?
Why, thank you.
Oh, gee whiz, I better see who else is at the door.
All right. And do you think we need all this light?
Oh, boy.
It might disturb the baby.
Kathleen!
Hello, Henry.
Kathleen, what are you doing here?
Henry, can you ever forgive me?
Forgive you?
Yes, your mother called my folks and asked if they wouldn't like to join them in a game of casino at your house. And, Henry, I talked to her and she explained the whole thing.
She did?
Yes, so I came right over to apologize.
That's fine, Kathleen, only...
Henry, I'm just as ashamed of myself as I can be. The way I get jealous for no good reason.
Oh, you've got good reason. I mean...
I don't know you.
No, but...
And, Henry, we won't have to miss that Walter Pigeon picture after all. Mr. Harris got so interested, he's holding it over an extra day so he can see it himself.
Well, that's fine, Kathleen, only I...
And, Henry, to show there's no hard feelings... I'm going to keep you company till the Fergusons get home.
What? No, Kathleen, no.
Well, Henry, aren't you going to let me in?
Sure, only, Kathleen...
Yes, Henry?
In connection with Pearl, could I explain one thing?
Your dukes, Henry Aldrich. Put up your dukes.
But Homer...
Wearing out my track legs doing your babysitting. Put them up, Henry.
Homer, let's try to act like sensible human beings.
Put them up, I say.
Homer, can't we see eye to eye on the situation?
Oh, no, Henry. Oh, no.
Say, wait a minute, boys. Here's a situation you'll see eye to eye about, and that's Jell-O puddings. Because when it comes to Jell-O puddings, everybody always agrees they're the best desserts yet. Yep. You never tasted anything better than Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla pudding. A trio of treats. They're smooth as cream, rich and distinctive, chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Jell-O puddings made with milk are nourishing, and they cook to velvety perfection in just about 5 minutes. So no wonder more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. Friends, this is United Nations Week, a national week set aside for discussing and learning about the vitally important work of the UN in its effort to secure permanent world peace and security. Every decision and action of the United Nations affects your daily life. So do your part, friends, by becoming acquainted with this vast program for world betterment, by believing in it, by working for it. Remember, we can work it out together or fight it out alone. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Tokar and Ed Jurist, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Rourke. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
For desserts that taste delicious, boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again next Thursday, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.